coming up on this week's Life, Love, and Everything show. People can say a lot of things with their mouth, but be thinking something totally different in their mind. And whatever a person is thinking, that's what's in their heart. And what's in their heart comes out in their action. Welcome to Life, Love, and Everything Else, the number one show dedicated to giving you wisdom to help you live a better, more successful life by showing you how to make right choices in everyday life situations. Now, let's go right into today's program. Hello, everyone. I'm Belie Smith, the host of Life, Love, and Everything Else. I want to thank you for tuning in. Please comment and become a part of our Life, Love circle by subscribing so that you are among the first notified of all new episodes. Thank you so much for your support. In this episode, I want to explore dealing with people according to their character and being able to identify someone's character, their nature of who they really are, because many people today are greatly taken advantage of. They are tricked into doing things. They are just really led astray by people who they think they can trust, who comes off as a pretty decent person. In thinking about this, there are some things that I would like to share on how can we identify the character of someone, because it is helpful for people's protection. It is helpful for not being misled in relationships of any kind. So it's a safety thing. It is good to remember that character matters. Being able to identify someone's character is so simple that people don't even think it's a big deal. But if you really think about it, what does the word character mean? And the word character means it's the way that someone thinks, feels, and behaves. With so many people being deceptive these days, if you are truly able to identify what this person is really thinking, what they are really feeling, and how to be able to rightly discern their behavior. This is important. We are forewarned about this in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 23:7. And it says that, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. People can say a lot of things with their mouth, but be thinking something totally different in their mind. And whatever a person is thinking, that's what's in their heart. And what's in their heart comes out in their actions. Knowing who someone really is and knowing what type of person they really are is very, very important. I would call it a safety tool in today's time. And a wise, older family member once said to me, and I have taken this to heart and I use it. She said, don't pay attention so much to what someone says, but you pay attention to what they do. Watch their actions. Because one thing about it, people can fool someone for a little while, but if you're very keen on not being led by their words, but you watch what they do, if you watch them long enough, you will see that their actions eventually will or will not match up to their words. And for believers, I would say there are two things in watching somebody's character to know who they really are. First, if they have a relationship with God. I'm not talking about going to church. Many people confuse knowing God because they go to church. And church people get fooled all the time. Not to say that happens all the time, But I just want to emphasize that too many people today use the thing about going to church, but yet have no relationship with God. And that may sound harsh, but it is true. It is imperative to have your own personal relationship with God. You go to church, but open your Bible. Pray to God. Get a relationship with God. Because even if you're in a good church, and I say that because there are a lot of bad ones out there nowadays, even if you're in a place where they are truly teaching the Word of God, you're not in church 24/7, 365. You need to know God for yourself so that when situations come up in your life and you already have that personal relationship with God, you know, at 2-3 o'clock in the morning or whatever time of the day, you can talk to God anytime. You don't need a pastor to talk, to tell you what God is saying to you. God will tell you himself. The Holy Spirit will talk to you, but you have to have a relationship with God so that you'll know his voice. And the way to know his voice is you have to know something about his word, and you have to have a genuine prayer life with God. So number one, in being able to rightly discern someone's character, is having a relationship with God, because God will give you a heads up. It'll be something in your spirit that won't feel right. And it may be something even that the Holy Spirit will say to you, and you may not understand it, but if you keep watching this person long enough, you'll see that word come to pass. So two things to identify somebody's true character and their nature, who they really are: having that relationship with God, because God is a safety net. And number two, watching what they do more than you listen to what they say, because what they do is who they really are. If you want to know if you can trust somebody, you watch them long enough in how they handle other people. And that is another great giveaway. How people treat other people, they will eventually treat you that way also. How people talk about other people, they will eventually talk about you or talk to you that way. People don't steer far from how they truly are for too long. A deceiver cannot hide for too long. And I would like to give the advice that to know somebody's true character or their intentions, depending on what type of interaction you're having with them, and if this is something where either you work with them or it is a potential relationship, give it 3 to 6 months. And this is not to say just being all hyper suspicious or anything like that. Just chill. In interacting with this person or watching them for 3 to 6 months, what I have seen, it is hard for people to hide who they really are for 3 to 6 months. Who they truly are, you will see it within 3 to 6 months. Don't get too involved or don't go overboard with trusting this person or falling in love or all of this stuff, doing too much too soon. That is the quickest way to be deceived and to go down a road that you did not intend to go down, or to experience something that is not good for your well-being. I just wanted to talk a little bit about how to identify a person's true character, because character matters. And then on the other side of that, in all of us being mindful of checking our character, how are we being perceived by other people? Are we also doing the right things by other people? Because again, that test is twofold. We can use it to rightly discern someone else's character, and it can be applied to us as other people are watching us. Oftentimes, people create their own situations of how they are respected or disrespected, sometimes by their own character traits. So this is a good time to do a character check to see if there's any place where you can do better with promises, with setting good examples for people. Because many of our young people today, one of the things that keeps coming out is people are complaining about the actions of young people. But the other part of that is that it is hard for young people to find older people to use as an example of right and wrong, and right and wrong also includes our character. You know, and that's not a good thing. For the old school generation, be that example that we want these young people to be. We want them to be of a certain nature because how we feel like it would better their lives, our lives, society. We have to also be those things and not just talk about it, but be about it. Because they are watching, and many are truly wanting to do better. They just do not have the examples, the role models. So their character traits are horrible, but they don't have many examples. So for old school or those who are just older, and even if you're younger and just wiser, let's all be mindful and to give God glory by being an example that would better this world. Starting with the person in the mirror, what can we do to make things better? Being an example that other people can follow, because everybody may not have grown up being taught certain things. They don't know how it should look, how it should be done. It is a good thing to be a person who has a good character. Be a person whose mind is right, so that your heart is right, so that your actions are right, and to be that good example for someone else. And in closing, there are many young men nowadays that don't know how to be a man. That is an area where character matters, for them to some way come in contact with older men who know what a real man is supposed to be about. The same thing with a lot of these young females. For the more mature women to be about having the character of a virtuous woman. So talking about how character matters and how it would better our lives and the lives of others, something I want to talk about and bring to our attention for this week. I hope this message resonates with somebody and even plants a seed that even as you go out and about your day and being mindful of what characteristics are you exhibiting, because everywhere we go, somebody is paying us attention. Well, that's it for now. Please share this message. And as always, until next time, take care. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Life, Love, and Everything Else.